Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Diane DeRest is here. I'm excited about her being here. Diane is a 7-year member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 7th anniversary. She's CEO of DeRest Communications. She's the author of Knockout Presentations and Conversations on Success, those two different books. And then she's also a licensed speech pathologist. She's a great lady and very smart person. We're always glad to have her back on the show. Diane DeRester, welcome back.
Well, thank you. And I didn't realize it was 7 years.
How about that?
How did that happen?
Time flies when you're having fun. We got you right out. We got you right out of high school, didn't we?
But that's right.
So we just had the election. You probably heard.
I think I heard something about that. It was in the U.S., right?
Yeah, exactly. America had an election. And of course, before that, we had an interminable, wackadoodle of a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
The primaries were out of control, full of intrigue, and then the campaigns with the two finalists, came together, and this is we've been living the Chinese curse, haven't we? May you live in interesting times.
Like I've never seen in my lifetime, I never saw an election like that.
Or me.
And what I've been saying is, it was like, why would you watch Days of Our Lives or any of the soap operas? This was so much more interesting with so many twists and turns, and you never really knew from one day to the next what was going to happen.
I mean, the most creative writers couldn't have come up with a movie like this. And when you throw in WikiLeaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the revelations there. I mean, who could have come up with something like this? This reality is much more fun than movies.
Yes. What did they say? Truth is greater than fiction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people had the same experience.
So, is there anything we can learn from all this brain damage we've gone through, and all the anguish and I'll tell you, I have to be honest with you. This was the most emotional. I mean, I'm not really that much of an emotional person. By emotional, I mean, I know I'm a little excitable sometimes, but I don't have highs and lows. You know what I mean? And I don't get depressed easily. But this has been the most emotional campaign cycle in my lifetime.
Well, I think for a lot of people, I live in New York, and I will say the day after the election, there was a malaise and a sadness that was actually palpable.
Yeah.
You'd feel. And I am not going to make political comments so much as I am going to focus on communication and presentation, which is what my business is. But I will say that from the beginning, I was saying to people that we are experiencing a bloodless revolution. And instead of throwing tea overboard, we were throwing government officials overboard.
Yeah.
And so that led me to think about, well, what can we learn from Hillary, Bernie, and Donald in terms of their communication strategies and how they presented themselves? And one of the things is that what Bernie and Donald had in common, what they both leveraged, was they both had a mission. Not a mission, they had a movement. They created a movement that was already in the making, and they rode that wave. They leveraged that.
Right.
So one of the differences between...
And that movement wasn't necessarily, because it was both of them, it wasn't necessarily a political movement, was it?
No. Again,
the audience,
that's what I said.
I'm trying to define the audience here a little bit.
Yeah. The American workers are so fed up. If you think of the mortgage debacle,
right.
The financial crisis, all of the things that have been going on, where we have not been represented, we truly have not, and people were fed up, and so they showed it with their votes. And what happened was the two male candidates really tapped into that anger more effectively, and they actually had a following. They had a movement.
Do you think that they designed their presentations to tap into that? Were they aware of that? Did you get the feeling that their words and their messages were crafted to tap into that audience?
I think they were aware, even if they weren't in the beginning. I think they saw it and they leveraged it. And they, as I said, they rode that wave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the things that they had been saying before were resonating. And so I think what happened is they saw that it was resonating. One of the things I will give Trump credit for is he really knows his audience. And when I talk to groups and audiences, I always try to make things simple. And
you want to know, before you get there, that's a really important point. Before you get there, you want to know a little bit about the audience. And then adjust your presentation accordingly. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Diane DiResta. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.